Got some questions from some listeners through astros.com/radio, including one from Matt and Corey Rosenblatt, checking in from Fayetteville, Arkansas. And the batter will be Tyler White. White is 0-for-1 with a walk. So Matt and Corey Rosenblatt want to know, who were some of your favorite players to watch when you were a kid? Is there someone you emulated in the mound or in the batter's box? Long set, first pitch to White. It's outside for a ball.
That reminds me of a story.
Okay.
It's a little mischievous, but we used to throw biscuits at cars on the side of the road every once in a while. And we had this one kid.
Wait, biscuits?
Yeah, and they just splatter on the windshield, or they don't really hurt the car, but it's just kind of funny when you're a kid.
Is that what you would tell the owners when they'd come back all angry at you? That's not going to hurt your car, sir.
I was 5 or 6. They were a little easy on me.
You were five or six years ago.
We were teenagers. But I had this one friend who could imitate all these pitchers, and he'd do Jim Palmer, or he'd do Nolan Ryan, all these guys.
1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. So basically, he would emulate their motions.
Emulate their motions when he would throw these biscuits. And we would crack up because he was really good at these imitations. And I remember, you know, vividly this one time where he dropped down and did a good Tom Seaver. Dropped down to the back knee, a little push off, and just splattered the side of this windshield. And right when he delivered the biscuit, he said, "Tom Seaver," and he threw it.
White hits this in the air behind home and out of play, 1-2.
Got a splatter on the windshield, and as soon as we heard those cars break and they were coming to come back at us, he yelled, "Omar Marino," and he started running like he was imitating a great runner without breaking stride.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros coach Gary Pettis, coaches third base, also coaches the outfielders. But you were a very good outfielder in your big league career, and your career got started in the draft, just like a lot of youngsters are having their careers get started with the draft ending today. And you were drafted in the January draft, which doesn't exist anymore, in 1979 by the California Angels. First of all, how did you find out you were drafted, and were you surprised that it was the Angels?
Well, you know, during my junior college baseball season, we were having practice one day, and our baseball coach said, "Hey, you know, we're going to have one of the scouts from the Angels come out, and he'd like to talk to you guys and maybe give you some advice and show you a few different things." And it just so happened that when he came out, he wanted to pick a player to come out and demonstrate some things that he was wanting us to work on. And it just so happened that he picked me out of the group. And I guess I did some things well that he liked. And then later on that day, he pulled me aside and he says, "Hey, I bet you you want to play Major League Baseball." And I don't know why I said it, but I responded right away, and I said, "Yes, I would, if someone would give me a chance." And he says, "Oh, don't worry." He says, "When January comes around, I'm going to have you on a draft list," which at that time it was a list where it's called the draft and follow. So they draft you in January, and they follow your career, your baseball season, and they will try to sign you before the June draft. Mm-hmm. And so he tells me this, and I'm afraid to tell anybody because I wasn't quite sure this was actually going to happen. So from January till about, it was in our spring. So it was maybe from, I don't know, maybe September to December. I kept this a secret. And the day of the draft, I'll never forget, I went to school and I said, "Hey, coach, have you heard anything yet?" And he says, "No." And now I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. Lunchtime, I go back, "Coach, have we heard anything yet?" He goes, "No." Now I'm starting to get upset. I'm saying, this guy told me he was going to draft me, and it's not happening. So I go to baseball practice. After practice, I go into his office, say, "Coach, have you heard anything yet?" He goes, "No." And now I'm really upset. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, I got home, and I walked in the door, and I was mad, and I saw my brother sitting at the table, and he had kind of a smile, a little smirk on his face. And now I'm upset, and I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, what the heck are you smiling about? And I didn't even say anything to him. I just went straight to my room, and right before I got to the door to my room, he says, "Hey, Gary." And I turned and I looked at him. He says, "Lloyd called." Lloyd Christopher was the guy's name. He says, "Lloyd called. The Angels drafted you." I threw my books up in the air, and I was like, and I called the coach right away, and I said, "You knew, didn't you?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "But I wanted your family to tell you." So it was a pretty cool story, but at the time I was really upset.
So before that scout talked to you and mentioned the possibility of you getting drafted, was playing Major League Baseball on your radar at all? Was that something that you had really thought about?
Well, I didn't know anything about the draft. I played baseball because it was fun. And, you know, I grew up with Ricky Henderson, Lloyd Mosby, and Dave Stewart. So from the time we were in Little League to the time we were in high school, we all competed against one another. Lloyd and I played together. But to really think about playing Major League Baseball, no. Maybe basketball, professional basketball. But baseball was just something that we did. You know, we changed with the season. And it actually worked out well, but I didn't. I had no idea what the draft was, to be honest.
How amazing is it when you think about it, as you mentioned, and I know you've told me before about playing with and against guys like Ricky Henderson, Dave Stewart, and Lloyd Mosby. You're talking about the four of you guys, all from Oakland, California, all around the same age. All of you not only played in the big leagues, but had lengthy careers in the big leagues, and Ricky Henderson in the Hall of Fame. Pretty remarkable.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's amazing when I sit back and I think about all the times that we spent together on the baseball field. Like I said, Lloyd and I played Little League Baseball together on the same team. We played against Ricky and Dave. And it's so funny because we all started at different positions. I played a little bit of third base and shortstop. Ricky played first base. Dave Stewart was a catcher. Lloyd Mosby was a first baseman and a catcher. And then to see it all change, and when we made it to the major leagues, Ricky and I and Lloyd were outfielders, and Dave Stewart was a pitcher. So it's very, very strange how you look back and see the changes that took place.
Gary Pettis, Astros coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 2004, Jeff Kent doubled off Brewers lefty Dick Davis in the second inning to break Tony Eusebio's record of hitting in 24 straight games. Then Kent was caught trying to steal in the third, and the Astros lost the game. The next day, Jeff went 0-for-4, and the team lost again. Baseball has a way of humbling even the best of players, and Kent, one of the best free agents the Astros have ever signed, kept the team in the hunt year after year. Yet in a way, Eusebio's streak was even more impressive because he was a backup catcher, and it took him about a month and a half to set the record at 24 games. Several times during his streak, he had to keep it going with one pinch hit at bat.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I have Tampa Bay Rays hitting coach Derek Shelton, who's been here for 6 years, I believe, now. And Derek, just tell me a little bit about your team offensively and what you like and maybe what it needs tweaking.
Well, I think the one thing we've done different in the past is we're hitting the ball at the ballpark. You know, in the past we've had more guys that walked. We've maybe had a little bit more contact. Now we have a little bit more swing and miss, which you know you don't like the strikeouts, but it comes with the fact that we have guys that are hitting the ball at the ballpark.
Is that by design? You picked up Steve Pierce, you got Logan Morrison, a couple of guys that can bang it, but they'll strike out on occasion. But was that by design to get a little bit more production?
Yeah, we were trying to get a little more offensive-based. I mean, the last couple of years we've, you know, struggled a little bit offensively, so I think when we went out and acquired guys, we looked at that. You know, Piercy's a guy that had killed our pitching, and that doesn't happen very often because our pitching's been so good. And, and, you know, we got Logan in the trade, we got Brad Miller in the trade. So, you know, it was trying to add a little bit of pieces and adding some guys that had some experience too.
I want to imagine maybe a kid that's driving home from a baseball tournament with his dad right now. And maybe just a tip that you could give for him and his dad listening on the radio in their car right now. What would you tell a kid? What's the best thing to get better?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I think the thing that gets overlooked, and it's probably the first thing we talk about in Little League and in T-ball, is just watching the ball. You see so many kids that pull their heads off the ball because they try to hit the ball too hard, and doing so, they lose their balance. So I think the biggest thing we talk about with any young kid we're talking to is, number one, see the ball with your eyes, and number two, try to stay balanced throughout the whole swing. And if you do those two things, you know, your swing can work in different ways, but it can work.
Is there any kind of a tempo in a swing that, that somebody should be working on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you see guys with good rhythm, and I mean, you guys got, you know, one of the best guys in baseball at it in Altuve. Just the fact that he's always on time, he's never rushed to hit, and the fact that he controls his barrel. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's, you know, 5'6", 5'7", and quite possibly the best, if not one of the best hitters in the game, and the fact that his tempo and his rhythm is always good because he's always on time.
When you see guys that are balanced, who do you think of? Who comes to mind for you that are just really balanced for kids to watch?
Well, I think the guy that's the best in the game is Cabrera. You know, Miggy's always balanced. He's never off. But, I mean, you know, you watch in this game today, especially with the way Longo's at right now and the stretch he's been at, he's extremely balanced. Altuve's balanced. Correa's balanced. You know, you see guys that are elite guys. David Ortiz is balanced. Any of those guys, you see that. You very rarely see them in bad positions. And when you're in a consistent position to hit, then you're going to have better results.
We always hear about getting the front foot down. What's the best time to do that? Is it different for guys, or do you want to get it down early?
I think it's different for guys. I mean, there's been some guys that have been proponents in the past of getting it down really early. I mean, Michael Young was probably the best I've ever seen at getting it down early. But you have to really be in control of your body if you get it down that early and not drift forward. So I think when the ball's probably a little bit more than halfway there, it should be down, especially at this level, just because of the reaction. But I think a lot of times that, you know, guys worry about their swing, especially at the major league level. When it's not their swing, it's the timing. They're just not ready to hit.
That's the hitting coach for the Rays, Derek Shelton. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Sparksy.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.